Aircheckdownloads.com.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to interrupt that wonderful piece of music. Thank all you famous news people. This is Jeremy James, Anthony Gibson Beetlebum here, and I don't see why you shouldn't start the day with a bit of fun and sensation. So what we're going to happen is we're going to forget all the news of the day, and because it's bank holiday, we're going to have a bit of fun. At least I am. I don't care about you, really. I do, but never mind. I'm going to ask you some quiz questions, and I'm looking for some right clever dicks. If you are a real one of nature's sensation seekers, and you want to lose out to me and study the peppermint brain, you're the people that I want to reveal. So I want to uncover your reliability and see if you are one of the world's top mental manufacturers, okay? Now, on May the 3rd, 1951, which is a long time ago, seeing as it's 10:05, May the 3rd, 1951, Morrison's Folly opened. Morrison's Folly. Now, if you think that you know what Morrison's Folly was, I want you to shove your finger in that hole and dial 486-7744. I'll repeat that, 486-7744. And if you live in Bangor in North Wales, I'd like you to add 01 up the front. Okay, so May the 3rd, 1951, Morrison's Folly. If you think you know anything about that, I want you to shove it in and tell me all about it. Let me tell you another question. It's Engelbert Humperdinck's birthday today. At least I hope it is. May 3rd, 1936. Yes, he's almost a pensioner. Little frob thighs. Well, the question I want to put to you is, what does Engelbert Humperdinck share in common with Mick Jagger, the actor Richard Johnson, the actor Robert Vaughan, and Charlie Chaplin? I'll repeat that. What does Engelbert Humperdinck share in common with Mick Jagger, Richard Johnson, the actor, Robert Vaughan, and Charlie Chaplin? And I'll give you a clue, because I'm that sort of fella. Engelbert Humperdinck got his on stage wrapped in a bunch of roses. Engelbert Humperdinck got his on a stage wrapped in a bunch of roses. They are totally impossible questions, and I hope that you're a right smart bum. Okay. Oh, look! Someone's arrived already on my VDU, if you'll excuse the expression. 486-7744. So let's see, David Kensington. Or are you from Kensington, David?
I'm from Kensington, yes.
You sound terribly posh.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
Oh, well, I suppose one can help how one speaks on the telephone.
You're not posh, you're Scottish.
You mean you actually notice my accent?
Are you Gus MacDonald in disguise? Is this world in action? Are you doing something to me here?
No. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning to you, David. Are you having a nice day?
Well, yes, I just got up and had breakfast, so looking out, enjoying the sunshine, but not the wind.
What have you been eating? You said you're enjoying the wind.
Aircheckdownloads.com.